Today's daf is Temura Daf Yud Beis, and we will begin from the Mishnah on the top of Daf Yud Beis Omer Aleph. Zok the Mishnah, Ein HaMeduma Medama Elo Lefi Cheshbon. So what's Meduma? Sometimes referred to as Dimua. If you have a Taruvos of Chulin and Truma, that Taruvos is known as Dimua, or in our Mishnah as Meduma. So the halacha is that anytime you have a taruvus of Issa Beheter, unless you have a sheer bittel, the taruvus is going to be asur. Ordinarily, the sheer bittel is shishim. Midai raisa, bittel beroiv, midai rabbanon, bishishim. Stating that, there are some exceptions to the rule of shishim. One of the more notable exceptions is truma. Truma is not batel b'shishim. Truma is batel b'meya. So if you have a taruvos of chulin and truma, unless you have 100 times chulin keneged the truma, the taruvos is going to be awesome. It's not going to be awesome to a kohen, because a kohen can anyways eat truma. But anyone that's not allowed to eat truma would not be allowed to eat from this taruvos either. Another chiddush that you have in the taruvos of truma and chulin is that even when you have a shir bittel, there's a halacha that you have to take out of this taruvos the amount equal to the amount of truma that's there. And even though when you pull out that amount, you have no idea if what you're pulling out is truma or is not truma, but at the same time, the Chachamim said that that's something you have to do, and the reason you have to do it is not to alleviate the truma concern, the truma's bottle. It's because truma, in addition to being asr ba'achila, also belongs to the Kayanim. So you have to remove a chelek of this taruvos equal to the amount of truma that's in this taruvos, and you have to give it to a kohen. So there's really two chedushim when you talk about a taruvos of chulin and truma. Chedush number one, it's not batel b'shishim, it's batel b'meya. Chedush number two, there's always a little something that you would have to remove. Regardless, if you have a taruvos of chulin and truma, well, you don't have a shir bittel. So there, that taruvos is known as meduma. Says the Mishnah, in halacha, ein ha-meduma medama el lefi cheshbon. So we'll see more in the Gemara what this means. But for now, just to teach the Mishnah, it means that if you have this taruvos of chulin and truma, where you don't have a sheer bittel of chulin keneged the truma, and part of that now went into another mixture of chulin. So this is taruvos number two. So you had a taruvos of truma and chulin, and part of that taruvos went into a kedera of chulin. The question is, when you now assess the second taruvos to determine whether you have enough chulin to be mevatel the truma, do you need to have enough chulin to be mevatel the entire taruvos that fell into this second mixture of chulin? Or is it enough to have in the second taruvos enough chulin to be mevatel the amount of truma that was in the original taruvos? Either way, that's the halacha of the Mishnah, the ein hameduma medama elo lefi cheshbon, that you don't need enough chulin in the second taruvos to be mevatel all of the first taruvos that fell into it, but as long as there's enough to be mevatel the truma within the original taruvos, that would be enough. A similar halacha of ein hamechumetz mechametz elo lefi cheshbon. So this case is where you had dough that was chulin, and you added yeast of truma into the dough that's chulin, and the yeast caused the dough to rise. It caused it to become chametz. The halacha is that if you add sa'ar, yeast of truma, into isa, dough of chulin, and you cause it to rise, the entire taruvos, the dough, now becomes truma. And here's the chiddush: even if you have a sheer bittel of dough kineged the yeast, it doesn't matter. Because the halach is that once the truma makes such a profound impact on this taruvos that it causes the dough to rise, at that point you're not going to have a halacha of bittel anymore. It's similar to the halach of gvina sakum, right? Why is gvina sakum masa? So the Mishnah says, "Mipnei shemamid enoisa ba'ur kevas nevela." It's not a Mishnah. It's Shmuel's memra and avoy dezar. So because they used to have a little bit of nevela inside the cheese, and as a result, that's how they would make the cheese, that's why it became mustard. Everyone asks the kasha, who cares that there's a little bit of nevela? At the end of the day, that little bit of nevela is bottled to the milk, so why are we worried about that nevela? The teretz is, being that the little bit of nevela caused the milk to turn into cheese, it's a davar ha-maimed, it doesn't become bottled. So in that same vein, if you have a little bit of yeast inside this dough and it causes it to become chametz, even if there's a sheer bittel, the halach is it's going to be a problem. What happened? You took a little bit of this taruvos of chulin dough and truma yeast and you added it into another mixture of chulin dough and you cause that to rise. So the question is that second dough also going to be a problem or not? What's the shaila? That second dough rose because of two factors. It rose because of truma and because of chulin. Right, the original dough rose exclusively because of truma. This second dough rose because of the chulin and the truma. It was the dough that had in it chulin and truma together that caused it to rise. The Gemara is going to make this tali in the machlekes Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Zeve zagoyrim aser, zeve zagoyrim is not aser, not an easy halacha. Similar to the first halacha, the ena mechumetz mechametz elo lefi cheshbin, that when you sit down to assess and make to and determine whether or not that second dough is going to be aser, there has to be enough truma to have caused the dough to rise. But if the only reason the second dough is rising is because of the truma and the chulin, in that case, the halacha is not going to be a problem. A third halacha, we know that mayim shu'uvim make a mikvah possible. More about that in the Gemara. Only lefi cheshbin. See what that means. Halacha regarding paraduma. So paraduma was what was used to be metahir tmeim. So if somebody was tamei tumas meis, the only way he became tar was with the ashes of the paraduma. But you didn't just use the ashes of the paraduma. That was one of the ingredients. The other ingredient was you had to take mayim chayim. So you took mayim chayim, certain type of water, you mixed it together with the ashes of the paraduma, and that was what was used to be metahir. So the Mishnah says a chiddush, that in order for the paraduma to work, you have to first put the mayim chayim into the keli, then add the efer, right? So you have to read the directions. It's not good if you would first put the efer in the keli and then add the mayim. You have to first put the mayim and then put the efer. Ve'en mechatas oisen mechatas elin matan efer. The mechatas becomes mechatas after you put the efer on top of it. The point, le naisa, that the Mishnah is making is that it has to be done in that order. First you have to put the mayim, then you have to put the efer, the paraduma. A fifth halacha, the ein beis hapras, oisen beis hapras. We'll see what that means in the Gemara. A sixth halacha, the ein truma, acha truma. Rashi explains in the Mishnah that once somebody's mafresh truma, he can't be mafresh more truma. So as it relates to what the shear of afrasha's truma is, so that's already a big discussion throughout Shas. Chita achas, peiteres esakri. Right, maaser rishon is very fixed. It's meiser. It has to be 1/10. You know exactly what it is. You know that it can't be more. You know that it can't be less. Meiser rishon has to be 1/10. But by truma, the Torah never gave a shear. Torah just said be mafresh truma. Okay, so how much truma are you supposed to be mafresh? So the Gemara says chita achas peiteres esakri. That if you give even one chita for an entire kri, that will be enough. Stating that, the most people used to give 1/50th. People gave Bayin Yafa, which was 1/40th. People would give Bayin Rab, which was 1/60th. But the point is that Truma doesn't have a shear. So there would have been makom to say that I could be Mafresh Truma. And after I'm Mafresh Truma, maybe I'll be Mafresh more Truma. That's the Mishnah. Ain't Truma Acha Truma. The Ain't Tmura is a Tmura. That's why we're having this discussion. Just like Ain't Truma Acha Truma, so to Ain't Tmura is a Tmura. What does that mean? That means if you have an animal that's hektish, but it became hektish, not in the conventional way, it became hektish because of Tmura. So you had an animal that was hektish, and then you were over the two lavin in the Torah of Leyach Lifen of Leyomer Oisai. But the Torah says, Vayu Tmura Siyakaydish. So now I have an animal that's hektish via Tmura, and I want to now be Mamer from that animal. I take another animal that's chulin, I go to the animal that's hektish via the Tmura, and I do the Leyach Lifen of Leyomer Oisai. It says the Mishnah, Tmura can only happen from an hektish Rishon, but you can't do Tmura from an animal who only got its hektish via a tmura. Another halacha v'lei havlad oisa tmura. So we saw this already a little on Daf Yud and Daf Yud Aleph, that the vlad of kachim is not oisa tmura. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, we saw Rabbi Yehuda Shita already, havlad oisa tmura. Amru loy, they told him hektish oisa tmura, vein havlad oisa tmura. Regardless, so the Mishnah wanted to make the point that it made at the end of the Mishnah, and that is ein tmura oisa tmura. So b'derech agav, it mentioned a halacha regarding truma, not tmura, but truma. Ain't tmura, oisa tmura, ain't truma, acha truma, ain't beis apras, oisa beis apras. A halacha regarding the efer of the paraduma, a halacha regarding mikvah, a halacha regarding a taruvah of chulin and truma, whether it's an instance where the taruvah is dough and yeast, where the dough is chulin and the yeast is truma, or it's just a good old-fashioned taruvis. We have peris of chulin and peris of truma. Regardless of this Mishnah, we have a smorgasbord of ideas, some of the more complicated sugyas and miktsayas of Shas. And on that note, the Gemara is going to analyze every line in this Mishnah. So the first halacha of the Mishnah was, Eina meduma medama elo lifi cheshbin, which we said again means you have a taruvis of chulin and truma. where the shir betel ordinarily is made. So you need 100 times chulin keneged the truma in order for this taruvas to be mutter. You did not have that shir. As a result, what you have is a taruvas that's known as meduma, or sometimes known as dimua. But the bottom line is, you have a taruvas of chulin and truma. Now, part of this taruvas fell in to a second taruvas. It was mixed again with chul. So the question is, when you assess now, how much chulin do I have to have in that second taruvas to be mevatel the first taruvas? Do I need a shir bittul? Do I need 100 times what fell into the second taruvas? Or do I only need 100 times keneged the amount of truma that was in the original taruvas? And that's the Mishnah's halacha. Ina meduma medam elu lefi cheshbin. You only need 100 times chulin in the second taruvas keneged the sheer truma that you had in the initial taruvas. Or if you want to even go into it a little bit more, you wouldn't need 100 times in the second taruvas. You'd be able to be mitztarif the amount of chulin that you have in the initial taruvas with the amount of chulin that was added in the second taruvas. And if the two chulins together add up to 100 times the truma, that would enough for it to be okay. Says the Gemara, Matana, Amrab Chibar, Amrab Yoichan, like Rabbi Yezid, this is like Rabbi Yezid, the Tanan. We learned in a Mishnah, Mesachtes Trumoy, Sashal Trumoy, Shanafel, the Pachas, Mamea Chulin. If you had a Sav Trumoy that fell into a Taruvas, the Taruvas was of Chulin, but it was less than 100 times Chulin, can I get a Trumoy? The Nidmu, and it became Dimua. The Nafel, Mena Medum, on the Makam Achar, literally our case. And now some of that Taruvas fell into a second Taruvas. Rabbi Yezid says, Medama Ke Trumoy Vada. We assume that everything of the first taruvas that fell into the second taruvas is truma, and as a result, you would need 100 times, not keneged the truma that's in the initial taruvas, but keneged everything that fell into the second taruvas. The chachamim say, you only need it kefi the cheshbon shabbos. So this halacha that ena meduma medamo elo lefi cheshbon, that you don't say that once you have dimua, the entire taruvas is asur. So if it falls into a taruvas sheni, you would need 100 times keneged everything that just fell in. No, you figure out proportionally what percentage of the original taruvas. Right. So Rashi gives an example. Let's say the original taruvas was 1/24th truma. So you're at 1/24th truma, which is obviously not enough in order for you to have a shir bittul. You need 100 times chulin keneged the truma in order for it to be batel. And now when it falls into the taruvas sheni, according to the Mishnah, which is the Shitas HaChachamim, as long as you would have 77 times chulin, 77 units of chulin taruvas sheni, the 77 would add to the 23, so that you'd have 100 keneged the one. According to Rebbe Eliezer, no. The entire 24, even though only 1/24th of it is truma, but the entire 24 is treated like truma, and as a result, you would need 100 times the 24 in order for this to be okay. So a similar halacha. What was that halacha? So we said, it's a similar halacha, but it's not the same halacha. The reason it's not the same halacha is because in the second case in the Mishnah, we're dealing with dough and yeast. And when we're dealing with dough and yeast, there is no shir bittul. Because as we mentioned, being that the yeast causes the dough to rise, so it makes such an impact on this taruvas, it's not going to be bottled. Stating that, the halacha was that in the Mishnah, that if you would take some of this dough of chulin that rose because of the truma, and you would add it to another dough and cause that dough to rise, it wouldn't necessarily make the second dough problematic. It's only going to make it an issue lefi cheshbon if there's enough truma inside this taruvos to on its own cause the second dough to rise. But if there's not enough truma on its own to cause it to rise, then it's going to be, says the Gemara, Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Yochanan, this Mishnah as well, or this line in the Mishnah is also like Rabbi Leah. Time we're going to the Mishnah, so shall chulin mishal truma shenafel l'teich yisa. If you have yeast of chulin and truma that both fall into dough, lo'i b'zeket de l'hachmetz, v'lo'i b'zeket de l'hachmetz, and each one on its own didn't have enough to cause the dough to rise. So if truma, yeast, causes dough to rise, it makes the dough chametz. In this case, truma yeast fell in, but in and of itself, it didn't have the ability to cause the dough to rise. It's only because it fell together with chulin yeast that it was able to rise. But each one in itself didn't have an ability to do it. It was only been itztarfu v'chimtz. Blazer says, achar nani ba. The chachamim say, ben shenaf al isa l'katchilo, ben shenaf al isa v'soif, lo yilamei nasa achyei boi kidei l'hachvas. Chachamim shita is very clear. Chachamim shita is that this taruvas is not going to be awesome. Because being that the truma itself didn't have an ability to make the dough to rise, even though it did it together with the chulin, but if it couldn't do it by itself, the halachas, it's not going to be aser. Ein aser, it's not going to be aser. Actually, hebay kidei lahachmet, unless the truma on its own has an ability for it to rise and for it to become chametz. Rabbi Eliezer says not that way. Rabbi Eliezer says acher achrein aniba. If you take a look at Rashi, there's a long Rashi here who quotes a Gemara Masechtas Pesachim, which clarifies Rabbi Eliezer's shita, that even though Rabbi Eliezer seems to say that you look at what fell in last, really it's lav dafka. The point is, Rabbi Eliezer's shita is that if the truma was misayeya in causing the dough to rise, that in and of itself would be enough to make this taruva zaser. And what's the beer in the machloikis? Zakrashi, the machloikis is zeviz agoyra mutter, zeviz agoyra maser. When something aser causes something, but it only caused it together with something mutter, does it create iser or does it not create iser? So what's an example? This example right here, where truma caused the dough to rise, but it couldn't do it on its own, only did it with a davar mutter. Zev zeh goyer. Davar aser caused it to rise, and davar mutter caused it to rise. Aser mutter. Lezer shita zev zeh goyer. Aser. Chom shita zev zeh goyer. Mutter. Our stam mishnah that says that you have to see how much truma is there. What do you mean? Who cares how much truma is there? At the end of the day, the truma was certainly misayeh, it assisted. So why do you say zev zeh goyer aser, that being that truma together with chulin caused the dough to rise, that's enough for the entire dough now to become aser? It's because the Chachamim holds Zev Zegar Mutter, and the Mishnah is going like the Shittas Chachamim, like Rabbi Eliezer, who holds Zev Zegar Aser Exel. So before we go weiter and talk a little bit about mikvahs, just two ha'aris on the first part of the Mishnah. Ein ha'meduma medama elo lefi cheshbon. So we have a machloikis here. We have a taruvos of chulin and truma, and you don't have a sheer bittel of chulin keneged the truma. You don't have 100 times chulin keneged the truma. Then a little bit of this taruvos falls into a second taruvos. The question is, when you assess this bittel in the second taruvos, do I need 100 times chulin keneged what fell in? Or do I figure out what percentage of the original taruvos was truma, like in Rashi's case? So if it's only 1/24 truma, so I could take the 23 keneged the one in the original taruvos, add on another 77, and that would be enough to me. Or no, being that this taruvos is aser, so we look at the entire taruvos as aser. I don't look at it as 1/24 iser. I look at it as all 24 units being aser. So if I need 100 times the keneged the iser, I'll need 100 times keneged the 24. From our Gemara, it seems like a machloikis, Reb Eliezer, and the Chachamim in a Mishnah Masechtas Trumos, and it's a Stam Mishnah in Tmura Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph, that what we do is we assess in the Taruva Sheni Kefi Cheshben how much Truma there is in the original Taruvas, and we don't say that the entire Taruvas is going to be awesome. But there's a bumba kasha on this Mishnah, and that is Chanan. What happened to the halacha of chaticha atzma nasinavet? So this is Taruvos 101, and this is a sugya in the Sechtes Chulin in Perek Kalabasar. We learned it twice. We learned it in Gidanosh and Daf Kuf. We learned it in Kalabasar and Chulin Daf Kuf Ches Amid Aleph. It's Rav's member. Rav was discussing the Mishnah on Chulin Daf Kuf Ches. Tipas cholav shenaf ala chaticha. So someone had a pot of food, and there's a lot of meat inside his pot. And a tipas cholav fell on one of the chatichas. So the halacha is, if you have 60 times basar keneged the tipas chalav, so then it's going to be okay. But if you don't have 60 times, then the halach is that it's going to be a taruvos of basar. This is basar v'chalav deiraisa. So in that case, the halach is you're not going to be able to eat the meat. Why? Because you have, even though the basar is kosher and the chalav is kosher, every cheeseburger, the meat and the cheese are both kosher. But at the same time, when they join forces together, it's the union of the basar v'chalav together, that's the problem. So you have now tipas chalav shenaf l'gav v'chaticha, so the halach is, it's going to be a problem. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav, Rav said a chidash, kimen shenas tam v'chaticha, once tipas chalav falls on a chaticha, if you don't have a sheer bittel in the chaticha keneged the chalav, chaticha atzma nasis nevela. What happens is the entire chaticha becomes aser, v'yiseres kol chaticha is kulam b'nei shemin. Rav said a chidash. He said that once the tipas chalav falls on the basa, and you don't have 60 times basa keneged the chalav, the entire meat and tipas chalav together become a shtick nevela. Meaning, if you want to now go and be mevatel this piece of meat, it's not going to be enough to be mevatel the chalav shabai. You're going to have to be mevatel the entire chaticha. Because kivan shenas antam bechaticha, the words, Pashat Pirish Amilois, Chaticha Atzma, the entire piece of meat, Nasa Nevela, becomes one shtick Nevela. Now Rav holds Mim Bemino Yisla Batal, and therefore he said all the meat in that pot are going to be Aser. It's pointless to even start assessing whether there is Shishim or there's not Shishim, because the meat is aser, and mimbe mina is loy batal, like Rabbi Yehuda Shita, and as a result, the whole keter is going to be aser. But what we need is the first chiddush of Rav, not mimbe mina loy batal. We need the first chiddush. Where Rav said halacha, kivin shenasa tam b'chaticha, chaticha atzma, nasa nevela. It's fragging the rishonim, chaticha atzma, nasa nevela. How does it show with this halacha? Eina meduma medama, ela lefi cheshben. We're saying clearly that, no, that when you have a taruvos of Truma and Chulin. So we don't say the whole Taruvus becomes Aser. It's Eina Meduma Medama Elofi Cheshbin. What we see is Truma and Chulin. Lemain Afkimina, if it's Nesarev in the second Taruvus, I don't need in the second Taruvus to be Mevatel everything that just fell into the second Taruvus. I just have to figure out proportionally how much of it is Truma. L'churav, Chaticha Atzma Nasa Nevelo, said the entire first Taruvus should be Aser. So I certainly should have to go, which is Shitas Rebbe Eliezer. But the problem is, Hadil Chachamim Shita Shtim with the Halacha of Chaticha Atzma Nasa Nevelo. So Tosfos in Chulin Daf Kuf Amud Aleph says that at first glance, this Kasha would be a Raya Berura to the Shita of Rabbeinu Ephraim. Rabbeinu Ephraim's Shita is that the only time you say Chaticha Atzma Nasa Nevelo is by Basa V'Cholav. You don't say Chaticha Atzma Nasa Nevelo when you have a Taruvos of Issa V'Heter. And the truth is Rabbeinu Ephraim was saying a major lamdas. Because Basa V'Cholav, the Cheftza of the Issa is the Taruvos. What is Basa V'Cholav? You have kosher meat and you have kosher cholav. But when they come together, it becomes Asa. The Cheftza of the Issa, the proverbial nevela and chazer of basa v'chalav, is the taruvos. So when you have a taruvos of basa v'chalav, you're going to tell me the issue is the chalav. No, once basa v'chalav come together, the halach is it becomes a chaticha d'isura of basa v'chalav. Now, if there's bittel, then it's not considered basa v'chalav together. But to the extent that there's no bittel, so now you have a taruvos of basa v'chalav. So now the whole chaticha is also. So says Rav. Once the cholav is nice and tan in the basar, chaticha atzma nasa nevelo. So of course you're gonna have to be mevat. What do you get to just be mevat to the cholav? Once the cholav came together with the basar, it became the nevela. Chaticha atzma nasa nevelo. That's why you're gonna have a problem. But when you have a taruvas of issa v'heter, it's not the pshat that when I have nevela together with basar shchuta, I have chazer together with kosher meat. So we created this new iser of no. The problem is there's a shtik nevela here. The problem is a little bit of basa here. The problem is in our sugi, there's a little bit of truma in this taruvos. So if that's the point, why should you say that the isra has an ability to be mashpia, to affect the taruvos to the point that even the heter should become isra? By basa v'chalav, that is the gufa isra. But over here, you don't have such a svar. So Rabbeinu Ephraim said, the only time you say chaticha atzma nasa nevela is by basa v'chalav, you don't say it by shari sum, which at first glance would seem to be a raya. The problem is, almost all the Rishonim disagree with Rabbeinu Ephraim. It's very tough. It's a chul and daf kof amir aleph. Bishloim Rabbeinu Ephraim. He's going to learn the sugi in Tmura, daf yud beis amir aleph. This Mishnah Masachtes Trumas, that there's a chiluk between basa v'cholav and between an ordinary taruvs of isa v'heter. But how are all the chilkim and Rabbeinu Ephraim going to understand this Mishnah? So tell us over this, has a different yisoid, and that is that the only time the Chachamim, Rav said in Chulin Kufchas Amar Aleph, Chaticha Atman Asin Avela, that's if you have a Taruvos Lach Balach. So if you have a Taruvos of Lach Balach, where two things literally join together. So if you took kosher soup, in the most dramatic case, and non-kosher soup, and you mixed it together, it becomes one Taruvos. It's over there you say Chaticha Atman Asin Avela. But whenever you have a Taruvos of Yovish Be Yovish, where you have a Truma apple and a Chulin apple, and they just got mixed up, you don't know what's what. That's also called a Taruvos. And it also follows the guidelines of Taruvos. But over there you don't say Chaticha Atman Asin Avela. Chaticha Atman Asin Avela is only when the Isser is physically, emphasis on physically affecting the heter. But it's not physically affecting the heter. The nature of the taruvos is simply just a confusion. Over there, you don't say chaticha atzma nasa nevelo. Tosfos says, our sugi that we just learned is not dealing with a taruvos lach balach. It's dealing with taruvos yavish biyavish, and that's why you don't have the halacha of chaticha atzma nasa nevelo. That's the first tar. The second tar is, so we're talking about meduma. Dimua. So what's meduma? What's dimua? Hamedama v'hametama v'hamenasach. It's a mishnah and mesachtes gittin in the sugi of hezek sheni nikar. You find this lashon throughout Shas. So just what's the definition of the word dimua? It's a taruvos of chulin and truma. So whenever you have a taruvos of chulin and truma, you find that lashon of dimua. The truth is that this word dimua is a lashon in the Torah. We spoke a lot about it last week. It came up a lot in the beginning of mesachtes tumura. The Torah says, "Mleyoscha v'demacha loisacher p'chor banecha titinli." But what's the first part of the pasuk? "Mleyoscha v'demacha loisacher." So we said that not only does a person have to give matnas kuhuna, but you have to give it in a certain order. First, you have to give bakurim, and then you have to give truma, then ma'aserishin, then depending on what year you are in the shmita cycle, you had to give either ma'aser sheni or you had to give ma'aser ani. and it was important to do it in the right order. And if you did it in the wrong order, you were over a loisase. So one of the more obscure lavin in the Torah, right? One of the lavin no one ever heard of. It's a pasuk in the Parshas Mishpatim. In Parshas Mishpatim, there's so much going on; it's easy to get lost. But mileyascha v'demachal loisacher says in the Torah you can't do it at order. But what's the taich? Mileyascha Rashi says is bikurah. In fact, that's what the Targum says. Mileyascha bikurach v'demachal. So the Targum simply says v'dimach. Doesn't help us. V'dimachal is v'dimach. Look, Rashi, what's v'dimach? Truma. Meaning, Bikurim is supposed to go before Truma. Is Mleyascha, your Bikurim, V'demacha, and your Truma, Loisacha, don't mix up the order. Make sure you do it in the proper order. But the point, it's a pasuk in the Torah. It says in the Torah, Demacha. And at first glance, it would be very convenient to say that maybe the reason a Taruvah of Truma and Chulin is referred to as Medama, and Meduma, and Dimua, right? The reason it's used, it's referred to with that Shirish, based on a pasuk in the Torah. Mileyascha, it's a biblical word. Mileyascha is bikurim, v'demacha is truma loisacha. If you take a look at Rashi, Rashi is Parshas Mishpatim, says, v'demacha ha-truma, v'eini yodea ma'u loshen dema. So Rashi sometimes says, eini yodea. Says Rashi, I'm not sure where the word comes from. Meaning, I think what Rashi is saying is, I know that demacha means truma. That's what Rashi says. V'demacha is ha-truma. But v'eini yodea ma'u loshen, what's the edema? How did truma come to demacha? Pasha, what's what's the connection between those two words? But the point is, the taich of the word is truma. And if the taich of the word is truma, that's why you find meduma, you find medama, you find dimur. But what's interesting is that if you take a look in Rashi earlier in the Masechta, and daf dalet amin aleph, so Rashi over there, when the Gemara mentioned the halacha of mleyascha v'demacha loisacher, so Rashi says, literally fakert from what we just said. So Rashi, you want to know why truma is called dimua? Actually, it's just the opposite. Demacha is not truma. You know what demacha means? It means a mixture. And that's why whenever you find that lashon in Chazal, it's not where you just have truma, you're going to find where there's a mixture of chulin and truma. Because the word demacha, the etymology of the word, is related to taruvos. It's related to a mixture. Okay, so why is truma referred to as the word mixture? Why do you find that lashon mixture more when there's a taruvas of truma and chulin? Says Rashi, because the halachas of taruvas of truma are different than the halachas of taruvas in other areas in halacha. Ordinarily, what's a taruvas? Shisha, that's always the shir bittel. When it comes to truma, what's the shir bittel? It's meya. You have to have 100 times. There has to be 101 in the taruvas in order for the truma to become bittel. So said Rashi, being that it has a unique Hilchas Taruvos, it's for that reason we use the word Taruvos to describe what Truma means. In other words, when it says in the Torah, Mleyascha v'demacha loisacher, demacha means Truma. Why is it called Truma? Not because Dema and Truma are somehow related to each other, but it's because Truma, when it falls into a Taruvos, has a unique Hilchas Bittel. And being that it has a unique Hilchas Bittel, it's for that reason the Torah used the word Taruvos. The Torah used the word Taruvos to describe Truma. Why? I mean, anything, if Chazu falls into a taruvus, it's also a problem. Anything that falls into a taruvus. Yeah, but usually it's shishim. There's like a basic, generic shulchan aruch that relates to all taruvus. Truma has its own shulchan aruch. And being that it has its own unique, what's the unique halacha? That it's only batal b'meya, it's not batal b'shishim. That's why we use the word taruvus to describe the word demach. Tais asks Akasha, Tais says, I don't understand. Rashi, you're explaining a pasuk in the Torah that the reason Truma is referred to as demacha, which again is a lashon Torah, it's not just a lashon Chazal, is because of the taruvos. The problem is that this halacha that Truma is only batal b'meya is a din rabban, it's not a din deraisa. That's not a din deraisa. Din deraisa is batal b'roif, according to most Rishayim. Tam kikid deraisa rabban. But certainly, taruvos yavish b'yavish, it's going to be batal b'roif. So if that's the case, how could you tell me a din derabbanon is what's defining a halacha deraisa? It's a pella. Midday Raisa, everything is the same. So why would the Torah refer to Truma as Demacha because of its unique status in the world of Taruvos more so than anything else? It's interesting, the Chasam Sofer in Eben Ezra Chelik Beis, in the Tshuva, Simon Kovayin, so he's Meirich in this Rashi, and he takes it a little differently. He says, L'chayr Avastiram Rashi. right? If you really take a step backwards, what you have is a stira. Because Rashi in Parshas Mishpatim said, Rashi in Tumur, Davta Alam, and Alam said a very nice pshat. He knows what the Lashon Dema. So Rashi, so Chasam Sofer asks a stira in Rashi, he says a pshat, Ayin Sham, he's very mayrich in Rashi, but Chasam Sofer just says one thing. He says, this kasha that Tosfos said, that where do you find anywhere, that how can it be that the word demach is based on the taruva? Is the whole world of the whole aloch of taruva is only a dinner rabbanon? So the Chasam Sofer says there's precedence for that. He doesn't understand Tosfos kasha. Tosfos forgot a gemara in ksubis daf yudam and aleph. We know that an almana is referred to as an almana is a function of the right. The Torah uses the word almana constantly. Kol almana v'yasayim loisa'an. So almana is a lashon haTorah. Says the gemara, my almana. Why is an almana called an almana? Amar Rav Chana big desa almana al shei mana. It's because her ksuba is a mana. A besula's ksuba is masayim, and almana's ksuba is mana. Now we know there's machloikis in Shas whether ksuba is the raisa or ksuba is the rabbana. But we also know that the machlekes is only the ksuba of a psula. A ksuba of an almana is zikr only in the rabbana. So ksuba salmana is only in the rabbana. Her mana is in the rabbana. And the Gemara says, why is she called an almana? Al shei mana. So what do you see from here? You see that sometimes the Torah will reference something that the rabbana in the future are going to enact. Right, you find the concept of an asmachta. An asmachta is a dirabbanon that has a remez in the Torah. So there's an idea sometimes of things that are rabbinic in nature that are merumas in the Torah. Amana. Amana is called an amana al shei mana, even though the mana is only a din dirabbanon. So how do you know that dimacha can't be called dimacha al shem, the unique halachos of taruvos, even though it's not midrash, it's only midrabbana? Interesting. So it come out that even though this special halacha of truma being batal mameh is a din rabbana, but it has a remez in the Torah. Rashi, Tmura, Davdalam, and Aleph, Chuvas Chasam Sofer, Evan Ezer, Chelik Bey, Simon, Kofayim, Dvarim, the Flam. But because anything that's merumas in the Torah could be a little bit more chomer. So that's something to think about in the real sugyas of tarumas. But the bottom line is that why is truma called the macham, le'yoska v'demacha lo'yisacher? Is it because truma is inherently called the macha? And that's why you always find amedama, dimua, meduma being referred to as a tarumas of chulin and truma based on the lashon haTorah of the macha? Or is it just the opposite? It's just the opposite. Dimua means tarumas. And the reason Truma is referred to as Nimua is because Truma has this unique Hilchas Taruvas. Additionally, Astira and Rashi. Rashi and Chumash says, any day, doesn't even know where the word Dema comes from. Rashi, Tmura, Daftal, and Aleph. And on that note, we return to our Sugya, the Halacha of Mikvah. So the Mishnah said, Ve'ena mayim she'uvin poislan asa mikvah. So again, a little bit of Chazara. We know that the shear of a kosher mikvah is 40 sa. It has to be 40 sa of mayim geshamim. So it has to be rainwater. The water has to fall directly into the mikvah in order for it to be kosher. If you would take water, put it in a pail, and then stick it into the mikvah, it would be a problem. It has to have 40 sub mayim shum. What happens if you have 40 sub mayim shum and then you add mayim shuvim into the mikvah? It's going to be okay. Because the mayim shuvim that you're going to add is going to be bottled to the shir mikvah kshev. Stating that, that's only true if you already have 40 sub of mayim shum. What happens if you have less than 40 sa of mayim shamim, and then you add mayim shuvim? So then the halacha is, if you have less than 40 sa of mayim shamim, and you add as little as 3 lugim of mayim shuvim, that's enough to make the mikvah possible. So if you have less than 40 sa of mayim shamim, and you add less, you add 3 lugim of mayim shuvim, even though the mayim shuvim is bottle to all the make shamim they have in this mikvah, the halacha is, it's going to be a problem. Stating that, the Mishnah said halacha, that ein mayim shuvim poislan es ha-mikvah elu lefi cheshbin. So what does that mean? Zok to Gemara, mayim tanum rabchi barabar rabbi yoichanon, rabbi liyezer ben Yaakov. Number one, the tanum rishab lezer ben Yaakov. Now will tell us what it means. The tanum rabbi lezer ben Yaakov oimer, mikvah sheish bayesem ve'achas sa, make shamim, a mikvah that had 21 saw of make shaman. Mimali bekesev cha esrei saw upaiskin la mikvah. You can add 19 saw of mayim shuvim to the mikvah and make the mikvah kosher, which at first glance seems like a tremendous thing. We just said 3 lugim of mayim shuvim would make the mikvah possible. You could do it. Stating that, you have to read the fine print. There's two things you have to do. The entire shashiva mitaheres berevia ubam shach. So what you need to do, if you want to do this, is not take the mayim shuvim and put it directly into the mikvah. You put it directly into the mikvah, your mikvah is going to be possible. What you do is you put it into a bar that's near the mikvah, and then you connect that bar to the mikvah. If you do that, it's going to be okay. So if you add the mayim shuvim directly into the mikvah, it's a problem. Even 3 lugim would be a problem. Even if you had 39 and a half sa'ah of make shamim, and then you added three lumayim, that it's already going to be a problem. In this case, however, where you only have 21 sa'ah, and you're adding 19, so proportionally, you're adding so much mayim shuvim, as long as you don't put it directly in, you put it into some bar, and then you connect the bar, that's going to be okay. It's known as hamshacha. So if you put it directly in, it's a problem. But if you only got it into the mikveh via hamshacha, it's going to be fine. But it only works if you had 21 sa'ah of make shaman. Why? Because in she'ivas mitaheres berevia, meaning when you have roiv, you have to have roiv make shaman, ubeham shacha, where it wasn't put in directly. That's Rabbi Lezmi Yaakov Shita, and that's the halacha of the Mishnah, that even though we know mayim shuvim pasels, but ein amayim shuvim paisel nasa mikvah kula, mayim shuvim only pasel the mikvah lefi cheshbin, meaning there is a way that mayim shuvim won't pasel the mikvah in the event that you did hamshacha. Then if there's roiv mayim shuvim, then it's going to pasel. But if it's roiv make shamim, then it's not going to be pasel. Says the Gemara, b'chal d'rabbanan sa'avi d'rabbi hamshacha loy. The Gemara is being medayik that the Mishnah seems to be saying a kula. Ein mayim shuvim poislin ela. What does that sound like? It only is pasel if. Meaning you would have thought it's always pasel. No, ein mayim shuvim poislin ela. It sounds like there's someone that's more machmer than Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Meaning there's someone that holds that hamshacha doesn't work. Problem is, that Ravin reported that he heard from Rabbi Yochanan that you can make a whole mikvah with mayim shuvim as long as you do hamshacha. You don't need it to be roiv mikshal. Mani, who's that Tana? That Tana that Rabbi Yochanan was quoting was more makel than Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. Who's the one that's more makel? Loi Rabbanan, v'loi Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says you need roiv. The Rabbanan seem to be more machmer, because Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, when he said roiv, seemed to be saying a kula. Ein mayim shuvim poislin el. Meaning there's someone that's more machmer. Who's the one that's more machmer? Rabbi Yochanan had a shita that someone was even more makel. Meaning, who's Rabbi Yochanan's Tana that was more makel? It's not Rabbi Eliezer, it's not Rabbanan. So the Gemara says, you're right. You have to say, Elom Rabba lefi chesh bin kelim. Then when the Mishnah says, Ein mayim shuvim poison, Elom lefi chesh, it means something else. It doesn't mean Rabbi Eliezer bin Yaakov's halacha. Because again, if it meant Rabbi Eliezer bin Yaakov's halacha, it would imply that somebody's more machmer than Rabbi Eliezer bin Yaakov. And we know no one's more machmer than Rabbi Eliezer bin Yaakov. In fact, the Rabbanan are more mekel than Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, like Rabbi Yochanan said. What then does the Mishnah mean? A completely different halacha. The Yosef ben Choyni, the time we learned to the Brayso, Shloish Lugan Mayim Shuvim Shnaful Mayim. The halacha is that if three Lugan Mayim Shuvim fall into a mikveh that doesn't have 40 some make shamim, the whole mikveh becomes pasul. But the only time it's a problem, says Yosef ben Choyni, is if it fell b'shnayim v'shloish kelim. Very interesting halacha. That's only if it came into the mikveh through two or three kelim. But va'afilu ba'arba v'chamisha kelim b'yosef v'samikvah. Tanakama holds not only two or three, even four or five. Yosef ben Choyni, he's the one who says the interesting halacha that b'shnayim v'shloisha kelim b'yosef v'samikvah ba'arba v'chamisha ain't b'yosef v'samikvah. So first of all, what's the halacha? The only time three lugim of mayim shuvim pasul a mikvah that doesn't have 40 some make shamim yet is if it fell in either two or three kelim. But if you took four or five kelim and between the four or five kelim you added to the mikvah three lugim of mayim shuvim, it doesn't pasul a mikvah. What's the reason for it? The reason is because you need that there should be at least one loig in each pouring. So if it's in four or five, then obviously three lugin divided by four or five kalim, you're going to have less than one lug in each kalim. So it's not a nesina chashuva, and as a result, it's not going to pass on the mikvah. The only time it's going to be a problem is if a loig went in at a time. But the bottom line is that that's what the Mishnah means. Ein mayim shuvim poislin elo lefi cheshb. We're talking about a mikvah that didn't have 40 some make shaman. You're adding three lugim of mayim shuvim. With halach is it's going to pass. Only with fichesben. You have to count. What do you have to count? The kelim. Because the Mishnah is going according to Yosef and Chayni. That holds it's only a problem if it was either added with two or three kelim. But if it was more than that, meaning there was less than a loig in each one of these pourings, or in any one of those pourings, it's not mitzarif to the halacha of three lugim, it would not pass the mikvah. Next halacha, the ein mechatas, nasa mechatas. Again, we discussed the halachas of chulin and truma, we discussed the halachas of mikvah, and now we're discussing the halachas of paraduma. And the halacha of Mishnah was that the efer of the paraduma, together with mayim chayim, is what was sprinkled on the tamei meis in order to be metayir. That was the zois chukas atayir. But there's a seder of how it had to be mixed. You had a first put the water, then you had to put the efer. The Tana Mishnah says that if you do it in the reverse order, it would be a problem. Man Tana, I'm Rabbi Chibar Abba, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Deloike Reb Shimon. The Tana, it's clearly not Reb Shimon. Tanya, the Brayse, Ikdom, Afal HaMayim, Pasol, if you put the offer before the Mayim, it's possible. Reb Shimon, Machshir, Reb Shimon, it's okay. Meaning, offer before Mayim is okay. Now, that Braisa is not discussing the halachas of Efer Paraduma. It's not our sugya. It's actually discussing the Saita. So the Saita had to drink water. They didn't sprinkle water on the Saita. The Saita drank water. Her water had water and offer as well. So similar ingredients. And it wasn't Efer from the Paraduma. It was offer. And the Mayim had Ma'arim said she would have to drink this mixture of offer and water. And over there, there's a Machloikis, Reb Shimon and the Chachamim, in terms of the Seder, how it had to be mixed. The Tanakhama says, Hiktim, offer Mayim is possible. Reb Shimon's machshav, my time of the Reb Shimon, and it's in the my time of the Reb Shimon that we're going to see the Mishnah is not like Reb Shimon. The Chsiv, it says in the pasuk, "Lo kula tome me'afar sreifas achatos v'nasan olav mayim chay." Time Reb Shimon oimer v'chi offeru v'alei eferu. So the pasuk is talking about the paraduma, and it says that the koyin should take the offer. So lechura, it's not offer, it's efer. Says the Gemara. V'tanir b'shevchi offer of alei efer. She now calls him mashmoi. Lo denim enegzei yeshava. The Torah, instead of saying efer, said offer to teach me. Ma can never can offer, but never the halon offer. It says offer by the para aduma, and it says offer by the site. Ma lahalon offer on gabi mayin. Af can offer on gabi mayin. Just like by the para, just like there, it has to be offer on top of the mayim. So here has to be offer on top of the mayim. Makan hikdem offer the mayim kosher. Afkan hikdem offer the mayim kosher. The point is that Reb Shimon is mashva. The halacha is of the soita to the halachas of the para aduma. To teach me that just like the para aduma, the order doesn't matter. So too, when it comes to the saita, the order doesn't matter either. It says the Gemara v'achminal. How do you know that by the para aduma, the order doesn't matter? It doesn't matter if you put first the efer, then the water, first the water, then the efer. Trei kroy ksivi. Because it says two psukim. The nasan ala, right? The pasuk reads as follows. The lakhu latome me'afar sreifas achatos. And then it says, v'nasan olav mayim chayim al keli. And Reb Shimon is going to be medayik. A stira in mashmos. V'nasan olav mayim sounds like you should put the water on top of the efer, or what the pasuk refers to as offer, but it's really efer. So you should put the water on top of it. On top of what? Olav is a pronoun. On top of the efer. And then it says, el keli. But if you read the smichos, mayim chayim el keli. It sounds like the water should be directly in the keli. So which one is it? Is the water on top of the efer, which is in the keli? Or is it Mayim Chaim El Keli? The water is directly in the Keli. This is the steer that the Tanam were bothered by. Either way, because this seems to be, it's not two psukim, it's one pasuk. But there seems to be a steer in the pasuk. On the one hand, it says, V'nasan Olav. Alma Efer Bereisha. First you put the Efer, and V'nasan Olav, you put the water on top of it. Vadok said, Mayim Chaim El Keli. That the water is supposed to be directly in the Keli. Hoketzad, how do you reconcile this contradiction? The Teretz is, Rotza Afalamata, Rotza Afalamayla. Reb Shimon says, you can do it however you want to do it. That's the Makartar of Shimon. She did it by the Par Aduma. You can do it in any order. And if you can do it by the Par Aduma in any order, you can do it by the Saita in any order as well. How do you know to compare the Saita to the Par Aduma? Two completely different halachas. The answer is, right? The answer is because the Torah used the word offer when describing the Par Aduma, even though it's really supposed to be Efer, to equate it to the offer of the Saita. Either way, the Tana is not my time. But why does our Tana hold not that way? Meaning, we started off, we said that the Mishnah that says that you have to first put the water, then put the Efer, is the like Reb Shimon. Because Reb Shimon just said, clearly, that the order doesn't matter. So now going back to our Tana, why does he hold that the order does matter? It's that the Efer has to go after the water. Is V'tanu Damai Taima Amalach Sefer Dekra Dafka, that the Sefer the Pasuk is Dafka, the Mayim Chaim El Keli part, which implies then that the water has to go first and then afterwards you put the Efer. V'nasan Olav, what does it mean, V'nasan Olav Mayim? La'arfa, it means you have to mix it. Meaning, really, it's Mayim Chaim El Keli. First you put the water. Then you put the Efer on top. So what does it mean, V'nasan Olav Mayim? You mix it. When you mix it, the water is going to end up on top. But in terms of putting it in the Keli, first it has to be the water. Says the Gemara, Maychaz is Damer Sefer Dekra Dafka. How do you know Darshan it that way? Doma Reish Dafka. Maybe the Reish is Dafka. Maybe V'nasan Olav is Dafka. And you have to figure out what Mayim Chaim El Keli means. What would it mean? So Rashi gives a suggestion. Maybe it means that you can't take it from one Keli and pour it into another Keli. It can't be the proverbial Mayim Sheuven. It has to go directly into this Keli. Maybe that's what El Keli means. But how do you know that it's the Sefer that's Dafka and the Reish is Lav Dafka? Maybe the Reish is Dafka, the Sefer is Lav Dafka. So the Gemara says, Reish is Dafka, the Gemara says, Amrit, you can't say that. Because Mamatzin B'chamokim, Machshel Amayla, Avkam Machshel Amayla. There's no way in the world that you can't put the Efer second. Because you find that the machsher, usually, whenever there's something being machsher something else, so in this case, the water is the metaher, the efer is what's machsher the water, it's what allows it to be metaher. Anytime you find a metaher and something being machsher the metaher, the machsher is always what goes in second. That's always the way it is. So if that's always the way it is, to tell me that here the Torah is telling me that a dafka can't be that way, that would be too much of an anomaly, and that's not something you find anywhere. So it was mistabe to the Chachamim that why would you make the parasha of Parah Adumah be so different than all the other parashas? It's not mashma that that's the case. So it's based on that. The Chachamim felt that first the Mayim, the Seif of the Mishnah is daf, the Seif of the Pasuk is dafka, the Reisha of the Pasuk is just coming to tell me that you had to mix it. Again, going back to the Mishnah. What did the Mishnah say? Ve'ein mechatas, oisen mechatas, ela im matan efer. At first you had to put the water in, and then you had to add the efer. The Mishnah is like Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon says that when it comes to the offer of the Soita and the Efer of the Parah Adumah, the order doesn't matter. The Mishnah is clearly saying that the order does matter. It's because the Mishnah is going according to the Chachamim, like Rav Shimon.